ESPN clowned for not using men and boys in post announcing Trumpio blocking trans athletes from women's sports. By Dylan Gwynn on February 5, 2025. ESPN faced extreme online ridicule Wednesday after they posted the announcement of President Trump's executive order banning trans athletes from women's sports without using the words men and boys. The four-letter network made a post on X reading, President Donald Trump will sign an executive order Wednesday designed to prevent people who were biologically assigned male at birth from participating in women's or girls' sporting events. ESPN's extremely woke framing led to intense mockery online. Trump is banning dudes from competing in women's sports, one user wrote. There, fixed it for you. Another opined, why is it that you people are so obsessed with letting men compete in women's sports? Why can't you accept that nobody wants to do this woke bullshit anymore? The charade is over. Cut the shit. You sound like a bunch of morons, one user observed. People who were biologically assigned male at birth, you mean men? Another user queried. No one is assigned a sex, an astute user wrote. Our sex is set at conception and observed at birth. Often these days it has already been observed in utero. Some crafted their comments into news releases. Breaking news, you're born male or female at birth. That's it. You're not assigned a fucking thing, you absolute imbeciles. Another user pointed out the positive changes that will come from the executive order. Lefties confused, but at least women's sports won't be the new retirement plan for failed male athletes. This executive order restores fairness, upholds Title IX's original intent, and defends the rights of female athletes who have worked their whole lives to compete at the highest levels, said U.S. Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, via that AP. Trump is expected to sign the order at 3 p.m. EST on Wednesday.